I'm Darrell Welch from our partner and customer ecosystem, representing our protocol engineering team and all of the tool suites, protocol test suites that we've been releasing. And I wanted to talk to you today a little bit about where we've been in the past, and I'm very pleased to tell you about where we're going this year. Michael Bowman from our office team has given me freedom to indicate some of our direction that includes the office team. So, first of all, for our agenda, I did want to start off by talking about a little bit about the purpose of the test suites, looking back, and then talk about what we've released this last year. And again, I'm pleased to say where we're going this year in 2015 with some new changes. You've seen a number of these talked about in our presentations this week, but I also want to tell you about our pilot, which is our open source projects for releasing these test suites moving forward. And of course, I want to make sure that we make you aware of all of these resources, including these presentations and other tools and items that are available. So, looking back, the purpose of these test suites was established, quite honestly, following some of the litigation that came out and a team that some of us were involved in earlier on, to verify the quality, a protocol quality assurance program. In fact, there's an IEEE document from Wolfgang Grieskamp, one of our folks we brought from MS Research at the time, Nico Kikiloff, and some others who were Keith Stobie, a famous model-based test architect, and others. So quite an interesting project. The purpose was to verify the accuracy of the documents. And number one, how do you know that someone could implement a protocol? Well, this was one way to show that we could, in fact, implement a protocol based upon a specification at the time in a white room, where the folks who were implementing had no access. Some of those things have changed over time, and we can talk more about that. We've certainly evolved the process, but this was the concept. And bottom line, as we note at the bottom, the tools have been used for interoperability testing. As some of the folks here have seen the earlier PlugFests, we started with a test suite that was a little more difficult to use. But nevertheless, we've evolved this into a set of tools that we can deliver to you. You can have access to them for your QA process. And also something that has been very much an opportunity for our team, our engineering team, is this process of using these test suites as a Microsoft tool, a standard, for example, for the SMB 2 and 3 protocol for testing our implementations. As you've learned, there's more than one implementation at Microsoft now. There are many of these protocols. So the test suites have become a resource for verifying and finding, verifying internally. So not just for you, but here internally as well. So we're pleased for that. So I wanted to give you a snap of that. One thing that I would feel negligent if I didn't talk about is model-based testing. So this is not just about Microsoft. There are other companies here. To be fair, Load Dynamics, Codenomicon, want to make a plug. As we said, security is extremely important. It's got a dollar value in today's world, doesn't it? Well, guess what? Model-based testing gives you something that you cannot do manually. As my architect would have reminded me in the past, you're not going to write manual test cases for something like the SMB 2 and 3 protocol to verify all of these opnums. In fact, you may remember when Tridg used to generate test cases automatically and say, well, what happens if you try this opnum? Go outside the defined range. Poke it. See what happens, right? Well, this is a concept of negative testing. You can't do that manually. Let's be honest. You need to buy something from one of our friends, or this is another tool that tests across a state-based protocol. First, you have to determine the requirements of the specification, and you have to build a model. What is the model? That defines the state, a traditional state diagram. And I won't get into this in detail, but except to be aware that that model can give you feedback based on these requirements, and we can create test cases and generate them automatically. And that's the value We use at this time Spec Explorer. Others use other tools. Again, it is not important what tool you use, but that you use a tool, or actually, I would argue, multiple tools. So this set of tools we have does it in this fashion. And finally, you can control this implementation. We'll talk more about our framework later. But I wanted to make sure that you at least had an idea that we were verifying some set of inputs based on a model for our state of our protocol, such as SMB2 and 3 in particular, and then verifying that against the implementation. And then giving some verdict back in the test logs, as some of the test suite presentations have demonstrated to you, and giving you results. And I will say, with SMB2 and 3 model-based testing, Guqing is looking at me seriously. It is not always easy when you're dealing with model-based testing to understand the results. The test cases have automatically generated names. They're not always English comprehensible. Bear with us on that. So there is a purpose for having traditional test cases, but I did want to make sure that you understand that this feedback process from model-based testing has value. So we can go back, verify the implementation, go back to our requirements, say, no, those requirements were not correct, and find out if we have an accurate document and if the implementation matches the specification, which brings us back to a tool that you can use. Not a certification tool, as we said, but a tool that represents the specification and, to the best of our ability, we're making available to you. So what did we do last year? We made a test suite available to you. MSIs were available for downloading on MS Connect. They have source code, so you can look at it, perform debugging, load it up in Visual Studio. That was good. There is a privacy statement warning you, basically. If you're on a network, make sure it's a test network, that things like your administrator account are being used in some cases. That would be a complete security violation in anything but a test network. We state that clearly in our documentation. I just wanted to point that out. There is a purpose to this privacy statement that is of value to you as the customer. I know that you do not like EULAs. In many cases, people have said, oh, those are legally confusing and present issues, which is going to lead us to one of the things we'll talk about, the open source concept. But nevertheless, you're free to use these tools, even under the EULA, in your test environment. You can change the source code, use it freely, give us feedback. You're free to do that. But you couldn't ship this product, of course. We're not meaning it to be a product that we're shipping either, other than to give it. So we had the series of SMB2 and 3 protocol family individual test suites for AD and authentication, RDP, and we had shipped a framework last year, which also is used by our office team for their test suites. And finally, we had a protocol test manager last year that helped you actually run the test suites more effectively. Hopefully that's been helpful to you. So I did want to highlight a few changes subtly in green on the screen, but looked a little better on the PC. But suffice it to say that everything above, we still have good old MSIs, the source code and EULA on MS Connect, but above that, those are green items, intending to say that we will make these available, the changes you've seen this week, some of you running the test suites and seeing the things with the combined AD, the consolidated sets of test suites. This is something that's new, and you'll see that reflected in the test suites that we release after the event. So, for example, on SMB 2 and 3, where we added in these new DACL tests and the subset of AZOD, which is the CBAC scenarios applicable to a file server, and also the subset of the MS Kyle, what we would call the AP, the file server AP scenario. And that, it's not the full Kyle set, but the scenarios relevant to you, the file server implementer, were included. So that makes it really nice. You've got a consolidated set of test suites. So now, and for me, practically, I go to set up for a PlugFest, planning for VMs. Ah, I've got one consolidated VM for SMB and one for AD. Wow, I don't have, you know, this cuts our VMs down by, as Helen was showing you, wow, how did she get all this performance improvements? Well, key is look how many VMs she said that they have for AD now. We're down to just a few. Isn't it nice? Use the whole environment. Reuse it for the other test tools. Excellent. So this is just another incremental example of improvements that the team has really made in using these test suites and making them usable to you, whereas in the past, they weren't always as easy to use. We fully admit that. We had different goals a number of years ago. So again, the framework that was made available is again available this year and used by the Windows test suites as well as Office. And the protocol test manager was updated again with some minor changes. Hopefully that's helpful to you. As you saw, it used not only for Windows but for AD, where you're detecting capabilities and then offering you a set of execution steps. And the one thing I didn't mention here, but you do not require Visual Studio any longer. So that is a nice option. We have the Visual Studio test executable harness that's available as a separate download. So you can run completely from command line. Visual Studio is nice to have. You can still use it for source code level debugging, but it is not a requirement. So what are we proposing? As I mentioned, I know we certainly understand that many of you in the open source world would prefer something like a MIT license or one other license that might be familiar to you. We were advised that the MIT license was reasonable for receiving contributions from you, the implementers, into the project, and for our teams to be able to contribute and develop. So we will be actively developing in a container on GitHub. And so, Yen, you're working on the GitHub repository, and I know that you're planning to begin this development process. So we'll look forward to that, and Yen and I will be working following this event to begin that with a pilot. And the pilot we're working on is to release the protocol test framework as well as SMB1 initially as a verification.
Yes. I'm currently working on the open source release, start from protocol test framework and SMB1. And we hope we can have the pilot release by this year.
Yeah, yes. It'll be soon, relatively soon. So we'll begin working that after the PlugFest, along with the other 2015 release items to Connect. So you'll see both going to Connect with MSIs as well as this pilot that we have. There are some dependency challenges. If you think about it, the ASN1 compiler we had was a dependency that we used that was a redistributable. We'll get rid of that. We've gotten some advice from some of you folks to use another option of an open source based ASN compiler, so that'll be good. Spec Explorer is a runtime based on our SMB 2 and 3 protocol test suite. Model-based testing, we will require that moving forward, so be aware that there are some challenges. And as I mentioned, Visual Studio, which certainly you don't have to have the full Visual Studio to run. You can use the freely available executable. And of course, by nature, we're using C# currently in that development environment. But those should be relatively small hurdles as far as overcoming it, at least so far. So any other thoughts about the, or questions about the OSS pilot? Okay. Christine. By the way, Christine Huang is our manager from our protocol engineering team.
Yeah. So when our pilot, the OS is ready, the OS is ready, how are we going to inform partners that they will know?
That's a good point. What we'll have to do is utilize, I would say, Michael, you've had a number of blogs and announcements recently. You've done a lot of work with them. We can certainly use the use your blog as well as
the office team will step in and announce.
Yeah, we'll put it in the newsletter. If you haven't signed up for the newsletter, please do so. We'll blog about it. Put it on the forums.
Great. And we also work with the openness team on the openness blog, so we can use that blog as well. So there's lots of opportunities. So thanks, Michael.
I've got a question over here.
Oh, good.
I think you covered this, but as far as under dependencies, I gather that all of this work is, if you're going to be a contributor, you need to do this work in Visual Studio. Is that true?
Yeah. Again, our project will be based in Visual Studio, a C# project at this point in time. Correct.
I'm guessing if you have a C# compiler, you may not need the Visual Studio to do the development if you want to contribute code. And think if you have a C# compiler that is done inside the .NET framework. Yes.
Right.
So, for Visual Studio, it's a community. So, regarding the Visual Studio requirement,
yes.
Is the community edition enough, or you need a premium edition to edit or run debug and the test?
Oh, this is a good question. I need to test it. If community version is enough, I can get back to you.
Yeah, because
that's one is free.
You want to answer that, Christine?
No.
Okay. So for that, there was the. I always get this confused, but I think it's the enterprise version that used to have the requirement of the executable.
Right.
Nowadays, because we don't depend upon that anymore, you could use any version of Visual Studio to do your development. But to run from the command line, you'd have to use the Visual Studio test agent. So
yes.
It would require that one has to be installed separately if you don't install enterprise. Isn't that right? Because
yes,
Enterprise had the full...
I'm not sure if community version has the test agent.
I don't think it does. I think only the...
But don't you just change your licensing on the special duty so you don't have any community version anymore? Now you have this... I don't know how it's called, but it's not the Enterprise version for free. If you're a company with less than 5 employees or with less than... you have totally different licensing
system now. So the comment is that... the community version is no longer applicable, and that you have to. There's a different eval version available. That's a great point. Quite honestly, for our test suites, we've been supporting 2012, I believe it is, right?
Yes.
So we're actually a little bit behind Visual Studio, partially because of the Spec Explorer dependencies. So. Your point is well taken, except that for the test suites, that's really not a concern yet, but it will be as we begin to support the current versions of Visual Studio. So that's another consideration from a support perspective.
So today you get an enterprise version.
I think that could be. Yeah. So the comment was that there is an enterprise version that's an eval. I know we had there used to be a VHD test drive available with that in it as well. So
with the new release, you actually don't even need the full eval version of the enterprise. All you need is just download the test agent binary.
So,
that's all.
Yeah, and that's a good point. Yeah. So what Christine is really talking about is executing the test suites. The test agent is sufficient now with this route. And it's required. It is required if you want to execute. But what you're referring to is also for development, then you have to have Visual Studio. So it's two stories there. Okay, so resources. I did want to make sure we go over a number of the resources that are available briefly. Of course, the open specifications themselves. We have a series that will be released along with the previews. You've seen this new cadence, and that's why I'm putting the link here. The new cadence for Server 2016. You saw Preview 1 last fall with SMB 3.1 announced at SNIA and the preview docs, which have followed. And most recently in spring, in the preview docs that matched up to the Ignite preview. And now we've got a new preview coming, and the docs will be released here in June. It's a little different this time, though. I wanted to highlight it because we have the Windows 10 release. So technically, it's an RTM release of the docs. However, you'll notice that the docs refer to the 2016 preview endpoint. So although they're RTM docs, they're still covering preview. And there will be some items, as Michiko said and alluded to, AD and auth. Expect them in the fall timeframe to be updated further because that's server to server. And so they won't be specifically covered in this Windows 10 release. So bear with us. We're on a cadence of updating these specifications. And you'll see more as we come to the fall and go back to a preview release until Windows Server is released in 2016 as noted in the roadmap. So I put a link there to it. You'll have that in your slides. So bear with us. The protocol test suites, as I already said, are available on MS Connect. The open specification support alias on DocHelp is available to you if you need help with the specifications, questions, or with the test suites or any results that you find for interoperability. You know about Message Analyzer and the parsers as referred to in the earlier presentations. And finally, we record all of these event presentations. So all of these are going up to Channel 9. And I did want to highlight our new open specifications page on Microsoft. So always remember, Mike, if you need a resource, go to microsoft.com/open specifications. And Michael was involved in contributing from his team to making this giving a new look to it. It's much cleaner, simplified. Simply click on test tools, or as I mentioned, the recordings are available as some of the other resources that are available to you from our PlugFest event section or recordings, and which again will refer you to channel9.msdn.com. And all of the recordings from this event as well as past events are available to you there. I did want to walk through quickly. When you click on the interoperability test tools page, you'll see a whole list of tools much longer that are on this screen. And just a little bit further down, you'll see the protocol test suites with a highlighted link that takes you to the Connect site. And finally, that's where you'll go to Connect. You can sign in with your Microsoft account or simply go in anonymously, and the list of tools will be available. We made sure that the security is not there so that if you do not log in, you'll still see the tools publicly available for download. And the MSIs will be listed there along with Office and Windows protocol test suites. And I believe MailSim is going up there. I think I saw it up there, right, Michael?
Yeah, MailSim's up there. I also want to just do a quick plug for if you go to github.com/officedev, that's where our team is putting different open source projects. So there's a handful of things up there now. And then in probably the next couple of weeks, it'll be github.com/officedev/interop, and that's where we're going to put the test suites and MailSim. So combination of MS Connect today and GitHub, but hopefully in the future, most all of it will be on GitHub.
Yes, agreed. So as you can see, we'll work together, the Office team and Windows team, to be consistent, utilizing GitHub for our projects. And hope that will go smoothly in our pilots, and you'll see good results from that. And we look forward to your contributions most of all. So that was all we had on the test suites from the event. Any other questions? Yes.
Can So I was always wondering what is the code coverage some of these tests should provide, or have you got a chance to do any code coverage on these?
So when you say code coverage, so for example, from the SMB2 test suite,
yeah, anyway, 2
and 3, are you saying the requirements in the doc?
So we have this whole protocol built in, right, in the file system, and we have this test suite, which actually tests these some of these protocols to make sure they're actually working. Now, I don't know if you have run any code coverage on the code to see.
Okay, keep in mind, this is not, the test suites are synthetic, they're not Windows, so they're a separate set of code. So they're not covering Windows code. So we're not measuring code coverage on Windows or anything else.
Okay.
We're measuring coverage of the, remember we started with the requirements from the specification. Early on, our goal was to cover the majority of the requirements. We're very highly focused, though. You'll see our test suites are released only on the protocols that you've identified as what we call platinum, where you're implementing them. Let's start with that. Then of those, we take, for example, SMB 2 and 3. Basically, the whole doc is highly interesting. We try to cover as many of the requirements as we can. We don't have a specific number right now. But in the past, we've tried to target a high majority of those requirements for the important protocols and the important scenarios. So hopefully that's somewhat helpful to you. Although it doesn't correlate directly to code, it does cover the requirements in the specification to the best of our ability. Yes.
Sorry, I'm just going to ask the same question over the new test. Rough date when they'll be out? Next week? 1 month? Like how frequently should we be polling to grab the new suite?
Well, we'll just say yes. Expect an update. Last year we saw that certainly by SNEA timeframe we were ready. We had a final output. I don't remember exactly when we finally got everything done. We're starting next Monday. I mean, that's what we're focusing on is getting the last of the... The good news is this year we know we have a process for our quality essentials internally. Make sure we've reviewed all of the items to go out. We're pretty good at the process. We've been through the internal OSS release process. It's a matter of just doing the steps, checking in the code changes, fixes, making sure the repositories on GitHub are working. And as I said, this is a pilot on GitHub, so we don't really know how this is going to work. We'll find out. So bear with us. We'll pursue both Connect and GitHub, though, in parallel. So I'm not going to make a foolish guess on the time, but just suffice it to say, we're working on it. Look for more messaging as we move to SNEA, and you'll hear from us. As Michael said, we'll definitely be blogging further as well.
Not next week.
Not next week. We'll start next week. Anything else? Well, thank you for joining us this week. Again, as I said, I'm very excited and pleased to say we've made some good progress on these test tools. I think they will have, in this world of security, they have some real value to you. They have value to Microsoft, and so I really have appreciated all the work from our team. Thanks to Christine and Guqing here and Yuqing. And also, Jan, thank you for working on this open source project. This is very much a new venture for us. So it's taken us a little bit of time, but I think it'll be a good step. Thanks.